Radio Prague News.
Czechs are marking the third anniversary of the death of Václav Havel, the country's first post-communist president. The Senate on Thursday approved a 3% hike in salaries for lawmakers, and President Miloš Zeman has signed next year's state budget into law. Czechs are marking the third anniversary of the death of Václav Havel, the country's first post-communist president. Cardinal Dominik Duka will celebrate a mass in his memory at the Prague Crossroads Center on Thursday afternoon, and the Václav Havel Library will be hosting a staging of Havel's play Protest. People around the country are also joining the Short Trousers for Václav Havel initiative, rolling their pants up to remember Václav Havel's first inauguration to the presidency when he wore visibly short trousers. The Senate on Thursday approved a 3% hike in salaries for lawmakers. Under the new legislation, which was passed by the Senate without debate, the basic monthly salary of an MP will increase next year by 17,500 crowns to 57,600 crowns. President Miloš Zeman said on Wednesday that he was ready to sign the legislation into law. President Miloš Zeman on Thursday signed next year's state budget into law. The budget projects a deficit of 100 billion crowns, or around 3% of the country's GDP. Compared to this year's budget, the revenues are set to increase by 20 billion, while expenditures should rise by 8 billion. The budget was backed by 105 MPs of the governing coalition and one opposition MP from the Dawn Party. The opposition has criticized the budget over lower funds allocated for investment. These are set to reach 75 billion crowns next year, some 25 billion less than in 2014. A Czech woman has filed a lawsuit with a court in Norway appealing a decision of the country's social services to take away her two sons and place them in foster care, the paper Mladá fronta dnes reported on Thursday. The lawsuit is a prerequisite for Czech diplomats to put pressure on Norwegian authorities in the case, the Daily said. Norway's social services took the sons away from their Czech parents in 2011 over alleged sexual abuse. The police later dropped the case by the authorities, placed the children in foster care. The case has recently come into the spotlight in the Czech Republic, where a number of officials, including President Miloš Zeman, vowed to help get the children back to their mother. A Czech company has won a public tender for growing medical cannabis, the State Institute for Drug Control announced on Thursday. 16 Czech firms placed their bids for a license to grow and sell cannabis to pharmacies. The name of the winner has not been disclosed yet due to administrative procedures. The law on medical marijuana, opening way for patients suffering from cancer and neurological diseases to use the drug under medical supervision, came into force in February last year. Czech pharmacies started to sell the drug, which is now legally imported from the Netherlands, in mid-November. Minister of Education Marcel Chládek appointed 64 new professors on Thursday. The ceremony at Prague's Karolinum was not attended by President Miloš Zeman, who, according to his spokesman Jiří Ovčáček, was getting ready for the upcoming meeting with the Israeli foreign minister. The president in the past expressed his desire to leave the tasks of appointing new professors to the education minister or speaker of the Senate, but the lower house rejected an amendment to the law which was drawn up in line with his request. My name is Ruth Franíková, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Bellinger. Coming up in today's program: Czechs are marking the third anniversary of the death of former President Václav Havel. A specially commissioned bust of Mr. Havel is set to be unveiled at Ireland's Parliament. And a little later in the program, find out about a place to visit for the true Christmas spirit. On Thursday, December the 18th, Czechs mark the third anniversary of the death of Václav Havel, the legend of the Velvet Revolution and the country's first post-communist president. Commemorative events are taking place in different parts of the country. But some critics point out that 3 years after his departure, the Czech Republic has strayed far from Václav Havel's philosophy and ideals. Daniela Lazarová has more.
When Václav Havel was swept to Prague Castle by the revolution that toppled 40 years of communism, the public had an unshakable trust in his abilities to lead the country to democracy and prosperity. Even back then, the shy intellectual said he feared the expectations placed on him. But as the country's first post-communist president, he remained true to himself, refusing to be bound by protocol and never afraid to voice an unpopular stand. As a respected playwright and dissident, Václav Havel easily established new relations with the outer world, gaining the country international respect and establishing it as a moral authority ever ready to defend human rights in other parts of the world. His former friend and aide, Alexander Vondra, says the country has much to thank him for.
Bylo to jeho především zásluha.
I think it was primarily Václav Havel who helped to open the doors of NATO and the EU not just for his own countrymen, but for other post-communist states such as Poland and the Baltic republics.
However, in due time, Václav Havel's ideals and the fact that he was more a philosopher than politician brought him critics and enemies. During his second term in office, the ranks of his critics grew, and he came under fire for supporting NATO's bombing of Serbs in Yugoslavia and other issues. His first successor in office, Václav Klaus, scathingly referred to Václav Havel's human rightism. But it is the present head of state, President Miloš Zeman, who has taken the biggest step away from Václav Havel's legacy, pushing a highly pragmatic line in international relations with countries such as China, Russia and Kazakhstan. Although during the unveiling of a bust of Václav Havel at the US Capitol on the 25th anniversary of the fall of communism, Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka endorsed Václav Havel's legacy, it is clear that 3 years after his death, the hero of the Velvet Revolution has more admirers abroad than he has at home. Nevertheless, his voice will be heard. Prague's Alfred Theatre has organized a reading from Václav Havel's works, where anyone can come along and read out passages they consider significant. The Václav Havel Library is featuring Václav Havel's play Protest, while another Prague theatre house is holding a public debate. In Brno, Václav Havel's fans will join a procession through the city, and in a tribute that would have amused the ex-president most, fans around the country on Thursday rolled up their trousers in memory of his short trouser inauguration faux pas, which he spent years trying to explain. Among those who rolled up their trousers in his memory was the US ambassador to Prague, Andrew Shapiro.
Daniela Lazarova reporting there on how the third anniversary of Václav Havel's death is being marked. And if you are also marking this anniversary or would like to comment, please write to us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz. Now, a specially commissioned bust of the late Czech president is set to be unveiled at Ireland's Parliament in March next year. The man behind the idea is Bill Shipsey, founder of Art for Amnesty, and also one of the initiators of International Havel's Place series of memorial spots. On the line to Dublin, Ian Willoughby asked Mr. Shipsey where the idea for the bust had come from.
Well, it came from me, but I suppose I was prompted to do it by the decision of US Congress to place a bust of the late President Havel in the Freedom Foyer. I'm also on the board of the Václav Havel Library Foundation, the advisory board of the Václav Havel Library Foundation in the US. And when I saw that the US were going to do it, I felt that the Irish Parliament should do it.
He was only the fourth non-American to receive that honour at the US Congress in Washington. Are there many statues of non-Irish politicians in the Dáil?
I don't believe that there are any. I know that there are some photographs of Nelson Mandela when he addressed the joint houses of the Oireachtas or Parliament in Ireland. But I'm not aware of any other non-national bust in the Irish Houses of Parliament. So it will be a first.
The bust should be unveiled by the Irish President, Michael D. Higgins, who's also a writer. I understand that President Higgins is an admirer of Havel's.
Yes, indeed. President Higgins was in the past the Minister for Arts and Culture. He is a published poet. He is a very strong advocate of human rights and a great admirer of the late President Havel, not just as a playwright, but also as a leader in the European Union movement and also as a strong proponent of global human rights.
You mentioned your own activities in connection with Václav Havel. You're also one of the initiators of the Havel's Place project. Where does your own interest in Havel come from?
Well, my own interest goes back to when I joined Amnesty International in 1977. And one of the first cases I worked on was the case of prisoner of conscience, Václav Havel, who was imprisoned in Czechoslovakia at that time. And then in the early 2000s, I had the idea to create an award for ambassadors of conscience, as we then call them, inspired by a poem by Seamus Heaney for Amnesty International. And the first recipient of the Ambassador of Conscience Award in 2003 was the late President Václav Havel, who came to Dublin that year to receive the award at the hands of the late Irish poet Seamus Heaney. And since that time, President Havel was the first. The award has been conferred on Nelson Mandela, on Aung San Suu Kyi, and last year on Malala Yousafzai, the young Pakistani schoolgirl who this year won the Nobel Peace Prize.
So did you meet Havel then, and what impression did he make on you?
Yes, I did. I travelled in the summer of 2003 to Prague. It coincided with another Rolling Stones concert in Prague, but I had the honour of meeting him at his offices in Prague and also had the honour of spending a couple of days with him in Dublin when he came in October of 2003. And they were very special and very memorable days where we drank Guinness, listened to U2, sing songs from their new album, especially for him in their studio, and in general had a great time with other writers and artists in Dublin.
Okay, and that was Bill Shipsey, founder of Art for Amnesty, talking to my colleague Ian Willoughby. A quick reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague, where it's now time for today's main feature with Daniela Lazarova.
Among the many Christmas events underway in Prague at this time of year is an exhibition of nativity scenes and bells at Bethlehem Chapel in the city centre. Hidden deep in the bowels of the chapel, the exhibition is light years away from the bright lights and bustling city life above. Everything on display is handmade, from wood-carved nativity scenes to Christmas decorations made of lace, and it transports visitors to the Christmases of days gone by. My guide around the exhibition, Hanka Drahošová, says this is the place to come for the real Christmas spirit.
This Christmas exhibition has the longest history in Prague from all these Christmas exhibitions which is going around. This year we have already 35th year, and it started a long, long time ago on the communist time, and at the time it was the only official place where you could hear Christmas carol. Nowadays, the main organizer is Mr. Lukavec and his family and Mr. Kubec, and they try to keep the Czech or Bohemian traditional crafts, and so you can see here all the things done just by contemporary people, contemporary artists, craftsmen, people who take it like their hobby, and also by children, even from kindergartens. And this is very nice on this exhibition that it goes through the generation, and it's not necessary to be a top artist, but you have to have the enthusiasm and to love these kind of things.
What we see here are all Christmas decorations that I think you could have seen in homes 100 or 200 years ago. The accent is on nativity scenes, but I understand that this year the emphasis is on bells.
Yes, we have every year another item or another idea. We try to keep every time the spirit of Christmas, the traditional Christmas, so mostly the decoration and nativity scenes are done by nature materials, wood, cloth, ceramics, paper, lace, and in bobbin lace meetings take place here one weekend during the exhibition, and carvers from all Republic and even from Slovakia came here, meet here, and show people how these beautiful things are created. And every year we have another main topic, as I mentioned. We already had Christmas with wood smell, Christmas in the kitchen, last year was Fairy Tale Christmas, so we had a number of puppet theaters also. And this year, that's why we have the bell here, it's Bethlehem's Ringing.
So we'll just go around the exhibition, and if you could show me some of the main exhibits.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, that we have quite a number of different bells. They are created from three bell makers of our country. One of the very known is Mr. Manoušek, who made this.
This is actually a Karelian, isn't it?
Yeah. It's specially made for our exhibition. It was an idea of Mr. Lukavec, the main organizer, something where people can play even if they are not those who know to play the...
If they're not musicians, right.
Because here it's like on a piano.
Wonderful. I can see that it's an interactive exhibition. People are actually invited to try their hand at playing this instrument and touching other wooden exhibits. I see children having a lot of fun here. Here we have a number of bells. Can you tell me where these are from? I understand that you have bells from different corners of the earth and bells that serve different purposes.
Yeah. This year we have here not only the Czech bells, but also from Tibet and from Buddhist temples, and visitors can even try this water bell. Some resonation, and the resonation makes the water play. You can see little bubbles on the water, and keep.
Amazing. What about those?
We have here several bells from family Dietrich. It's a long tradition from 1950s, and nowadays the granddaughter continues with the tradition of bell making of this family, and also the bell which was sanctified by John Paul II, the Pope, and this copy of the bell which he got as a present from Czech Republic, and is a one bell which is which was made as a commemoration of Cyril and Method and the anniversary of their coming on Moravia.
Right, and here it seems we have a workshop. What happens here?
This place is open to anyone who wants to show handicraft to other people. So whoever wants can join us and spend some time. And here, for example, you can see today Mr. Hrpa, who is a carver and makes your traditional...
Basically, these are pieces for a nativity scene, are they not?
Yeah. As I mentioned, we have here meetings of bobbin lace makers and carvers. Several years ago, we had here also the violin maker. He started with us when we had the musical Christmas, and he liked it so much that I think twice afterwards we had this violin maker. But this is so nice about this place that these people, it's not like you have to go there. They have free time, they like it here, they like meeting with people. So when they have free time, they just people here, sit here, spend time with us and show to children and adults that not everything is made in factory somewhere, but the handcraft, it's not so easy, and it takes hours really to make a small wooden sheep or some bobbin lace decoration. It's very nice when you can see here the small kids who want to try, and ladies show them how to make the bobbin lace, and they say, oh, it's good, and they see that they can do or make something or create something with their own hands.
And here we have our ceramic nativity scene.
Yeah. This ceramic nativity scene is made by Mr. Medalova, and I like not only on this nativity scene, but in number of others, how the people here are so creative, and they make happy and smiling faces to these boys and girls and men, and sometimes you find also some little jokes there, and when you go around, you feel that it's calming you down, and you started to feel really Christmas here. Now, nowadays, people said, oh, this time of Christmas, it's everything so much in a hurry, but it's inside us. And if you go here and just watch one piece by other and see the details and enjoy them, then you are not in a hurry, and then you start to feel that, okay, this time is about calming down, it's going some expectation.
So these have all these different nativity scenes, from corn husks, from ceramics, wood, dough, and wool, have all been made by amateurs, is that right?
Mostly, yes, for people who likes to do it, for people who keep the tradition. We have few pieces by the artists as well, but you know, as this Christmas exhibition is very big, we always have stuff done for this exhibition. It's open with this topic idea, or this main idea, which people know 1 year ahead, and they can create anything what go with the spirit of this Christmas exhibition. Can put it here, and as I mentioned, even the small kids can create such a wonderful thing, and we are always amazed by the creativity of kids, and this is what I like, that kids grow in this creativity, and not only in PC games, and if you go around, you can get some inspiration for your own making or creation with kids, and gingerbread you can prepare home as well. It's not so difficult, and kids love to decorate it.
Can we move along then? This looks like a water wheel here. This is just to set the mood, is it?
Yes, that's right. Kids and adults love the water mills. One, we had even the big mill. This year we have small one, but it make a atmosphere as well.
So now we're actually moving on stepping stones across water here.
I can say that WWW, it's for us, for this Christmas exhibition, the wood, water, and wonderful people. And you can see the background is done by wood. You can hear the water is running here, and wonderful people and their creation is all around.
Mm-hmm. And what have we here? A huge bell. What is this?
This bell brought in the 1990s George Bush to our President Havel as a gift. So his own.
It says Bell of Freedom, Freedom,
yes,
Bell.
It's a Freedom Bell.
So this has been loaned from Prague Castle.
Yes, that's right. It's from Prague Castle for this exhibition they lend us.
This again looks like some kind of workshop.
That's right. This workshop was created by Mr. Votruba, who is one of the bell makers. This is to show people how the bells actually are done. What is
the process of bell making.
Of bell making, and on the December 6th, we will have in the Bethlehem Square the bell for the belfry of Bethlehem Chapel will be made here this year. Next year is going to be 600 years of celebration of Mr. Jan Hus, and even the Bethlehem Chapel was reconstructed in 50s, in 1950s. The belfry is without a bell. So the idea of this year's exhibition came from there, and Mr. Lukáves and Kubes decided that it would be nice to make a new bell for the belfry, and that's why also we have this topic and this workshop here, and the new bell will be born.
So it will be actually be made on the square for the public to watch it being made.
Mr. Votruba will prepare it in the day before, then he will
and then he will cast it on the square.
I think it will be next year they will put it on the belfry itself.
And so we're slowly coming to the end of the exhibition. Is there anything here you'd like to point out?
Here you can just smell the fresh gingerbread, and also this is like you can take it from all your touching, hearing, senses. The belling senses, and smell of the gingerbread. If you buy in the shop, you can even taste the gingerbread. Or we have here hot meat, which people also like to drink. And so this Christmas exhibition is for all senses.
So it's a big Christmas experience, something that people today simply do not have in their homes.
Yeah, mostly they don't have. And some people, they like to spend the Christmas day here because it's another atmosphere than in outside. No one runs here, and you can feel here nicely like at home.
Ah, the sound of those bells. Hanka Drahoshova ends that edition of Panorama, focusing on an exhibition of nativity scenes and Christmas bells, brought to you by Daniela Lazarova. And that brings us to the end of today's program. I'm Jan Wellinger. For all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you for joining us this day, and take care.